All right, thank you. Wow, let me see. I think this is Instagram. That one is Instagram. Yeah, that's Instagram.
This is yours.
And that's Samia. Amen. Here I am. All right. Good morning. And God bless you in the name of Jesus. What an honor and a privilege it is to be with you this morning. I thank God. This is Resurrection Sunday. Resurrection Sunday. And it has absolutely, positively nothing to do with a bunny. Because if you look at in the Metzorah, in the stars, the bunny is actually an enemy of God, which is probably more than likely why the enemy uses the bunny. And the eggs that they use, or that they use on their holiday, represented the children that were being sacrificed to witches. So Easter is also representing Easter Island, where they used to go and do all the sex stuff and the demonic, all. And so you get all these churches celebrating Easter when it's actually a demonic recognition of demon spirits. We represent at this church, in this house, Resurrection Sunday, because this is when he rose. And soon we will all rise like he did in our new bodies. And this is Resurrection Sunday. This is not that demonic thing that they celebrate with the eggs and all that madness. So if you knew that, God bless you. Someone has been teaching you well. If you did not know that, let us know and we'll send you information to help you understand what today is all about. Amen. So happy Resurrection Sunday. Before I got started, I really wanted to thank Tracy M. from Frederick, Colorado. Girl, soldier, you messed me up with this card. You just blessed my soul a lot. And I just wanted to make sure, I'll put this over there. I just wanted to make sure that I recognize and I appreciate. Amen. We have some wonderful people in this ministry. They support it with their prayers. They support it with their views. They support us by sharing the gospel. They support us with their finances. They support us in the spirit realm. They pray over us and for us. And we are just awfully grateful, because this would not be all of what it is unless all the people that God have touched their heart didn't help bless this house. Amen. So thank you so much. Amen. Pastor Nicole, I have a few things I want to go over. Amen. Going over, this is the list from last Sunday. Just so you know, we take these lists and we have teams of people that are praying over your prayers. This is not just something that's done and you know, no one thinks about it again until next Sunday. That's not the case. And people are emailing their prayer request in, and it's part of what we do. This is part of what the Lord has given us to do, to pray for those and to stand in a gap with those that are in need. And so if you have a prayer request, if there's something going on in your atmosphere and you need soldiers to stand with you, we have the SALT team that are standing, and they are a strong team. Don't fool yourself. This is a strong global men's prayer and support team, and God is using them in an amazingly mighty way. So if you are a male and you need to connect with other males in Christ, this is your place. Amen. And we have prayer ministers that just pray for the people of God. It's a beautiful thing. I want to ask Heidel. Oh, you have an update? Okay, so we're gonna wait. Let Nikki talk about that, Pastor Nicole. Christy S. How is Hannah's son? Okay, Christy S. How is Hannah's son? Let if you can, Let us know how Hannah's son is. And we want to pray over people that are dealing with spiritual battles in their homes, on their jobs, in the schools, in their families, and they're having spiritual battles at church. Because if you're going in and you're saying what God says, and somebody else at your church is saying something other than what God says, that's going to be a fight. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a battle. Because if you have the higher up saying one thing, and you lone soldier coming in speaking the real word of God, there's going to be a fight. And so we want to pray for those that are having spiritual battles at church. Relationships, we want to pray over relationships, man and wife. I'm not really praying over relationships for boyfriend and girlfriend, because that could change at the twinkling of an eye. So, if that ain't working, pray about it and do whatever. So I'm not really.
Pray that the Lord leads
you. Well, I pray that the Lord will lead you to where you need to be. But oh Lord, help the relationship. Oh Lord, do something. I'm not doing all that, because that might not be your relationship. So if you're dean, and you need prayer, let me know, and then we'll find someone that will have somebody pray with you. But that's not. I'm praying for husbands and wives now, men and women. If you're not a man and a woman, do I need to go any further? Okay. Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Amen. Huh? Oh, I'm just saying, how are you going to be at church? Love is just love. You all right? I got a whole nother message for you. Good morning there, Pastor, Reverend, brother. How you doing? Okay, this is for you. So if you're confused about whether or not you're a man or a woman and how, all right, email me. I'll tell you what I'm thinking. Amen. She gave me the stink eye over here. Amen. Amen. And we want to pray. We want to pray for the people that are really gifted in God in all these different ways. But in one way in particular, I believe that they're going to be writers and poets in heaven. I really do. Because you don't have to agree, you don't have to believe, and that's cool, that's all right. But I believe that there will be, because there are some people, God has some people that write amazing songs and do amazing poetry in Christ, elevating the name of God, just lifting up his name. And I really believe that, God himself is a poet. Have you read Proverbs? Okay, Song of Psalms, God himself,
Isaiah,
oh my goodness, God himself is a poet. And so for you to have issues because they're going to be, I don't think God would have anything to do, don't hate. Maybe your gift is washing dishes, I don't know. Whatever your gift is, I'm sure there'll be a couple of y'all up there. But I'm just talking right now about poets and writers, and I brought that up because someone had a request, and I just thought that would be awesome. So we want to pray for them. I want to hear from Jonathan. Sherry, I want to hear from Jonathan how he's doing. This is the one that had the son had the ATV accident, mm-hmm. And hi Jacqua, and I think it rolled.
I don't know. She didn't give a lot of details, but. Mm-hmm. He was in the hospital for some time.
Yeah.
He's home, but there's a lot of medication.
Yeah.
A lot of recovery ahead of him.
Yeah, that's. So I believe that God is able to heal and heal and bring him to full recovery. I believe that. So if it's okay, I want to go ahead and pray. Do we have a lot of prayer requests?
We do not.
Okay. So I want to go ahead and pray. I want to pray for the young man that, Hydale's, the young man that's. Yeah, give me the update.
It's totally awesome.
Okay, so first tell us what happened.
Okay, let me go right here. So last week, Hydel had sent a request for the brother-in-law of her husband's colleague, so someone she did not know. He was grinding a barrel, and that barrel had previously had alcohol in it. So in the process of grinding, the barrel exploded, and he had received 70% burns over his body. He inhaled hot air, and they had to induce him into a coma. And so we have been praying for him, But she emailed this week and she said, I can report that he can hear,
yes,
see, and understand all that is going on.
Yes.
He's still not breathing on his own yet, but they've started the skin grafting. Mm-hmm. So she's very pleased about the prayers, and she's,
yes,
that the healing has already gone forth. He's already healing. I mean, 70% of his body, and he's able to see because his face was burned and they weren't sure if he's going to be able to hear. He's able to see, hear, and understand.
Yes. Amen. That's awesome. God really, yeah. God really is good. Let me have that back. God really is good. He said, the Bible says, the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous man availeth much. Effect, passionate, heartfelt praise. The effectual fervent prayers, heartfelt prayer. The prayers of the saints that are praying with the passion, that touches God. That really affects God. It's a good morning. Good morning, Beth. Good morning. Imagine yourself as a parent, and your child comes in to you and with a heartfelt request. Little child, maybe 4 or 5 years old. They don't really know all the exact words to use, but they know what they know. And they walk into your room while you're reading your Bible, praying and resting, and they just start talking to you about the things that are on their heart. And they're talking to you with such conviction and such passion. You're willing to give them anything on the planet, because that's my child who came to me with such passion. That's how some programs get started. The children will go to the parents with a passion of helping other people, either giving something away or helping a family down the street or doing this or doing that or something that the Lord has placed on that child's heart. And the parent is so moved by what the child asks that even though that was not the parent's original desire, they desire it now because that child desires it. Any parents in here that can relate to that?
Yeah.
Any parents at all? And so God is a parent. When that child comes to God, especially on someone else's behalf, and you are in right standing with the child, God is moved. Amen. God is moved. And so when you're praying passionate, affectionate prayers, God is listening. And don't think that, well, all I can do is pray. Prayer is not the last thing on the list. Prayer is at the top of the list. I pray, and then the rest of the stuff comes. The prayers of the righteous are always greater than anything that you can dig up down here, because the prayers of the righteous will affect God, and God can make anything happen.
Amen.
Amen. God speaks, and healing happens. God speaks, and angels deliver you from whatever you're dealing with. God speaks, and your atmosphere completely changes. When God speaks, everything changes. And so your prayers, the prayers of the saints, are up here. The money and the this and the that, all that is a distant second. Amen?
Amen.
All right, so let's pray for those that are battling in their homes and relationships and jobs and schools and churches. They're in spiritual warfare. I need 3 people to come up here and stand with me. 3 people, come on. Good morning, Emerson. I need 3 people. Amen. Okay, so all I need is 3.
You were goodness, sir.
No, I wasn't. Amen. And then I've got some other things that are coming up. So, amen. Are their hands? I need their hands washed. Amen. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever continues to believe in him. Him who, Yeshua, the righteous, him whoever continues to believe. Now, this is not believe meaning I believe that he exists. This is not a believing saying I believe that, you know, he's somewhere. This is I'm walking in faith. I'm walking in the name of the Lord. I am following him. I am doing what the Lord has commanded me to do. I am being what God has commanded me to be. That's what I mean. I'm not talking about you just believe he exists. You're walking in faith and not by sight. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Don't you guys touch any of those things up there, okay? Walking by faith and not by sight. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So if you are a constant believer, you are constantly walking in the name of the Lord. I'm not perfect, but if I make a mistake, I'm always in a state of repentance.
Yeah.
I'm not every day, every night. I'm Lord, if there's something that I missed, reveal it to me. Forgive me of all sins and unrighteousness. Your heart is for God. Those are the ones he's talking to. Amen. So we're praying for those that are in spiritual warfare. You're standing in for those that are dealing with spiritual battles, whether it is at home, at school, at church, at work, wherever it is. If you are a child of God and you're dealing with spiritual battle, you're battling everywhere you go, you're fighting. I'm fighting in the spirit at home. I'm fighting because I'm being attacked, or I see attacks happening to other people, and I'm going into the spirit for them, that kind of thing. That's what we're praying for now. Amen. I need you to take her hand, and you take her hand. Amen. Beth, if I can get you to, hallelujah, to stand behind these three and just stretch your hands out. Hallelujah. Righteous Father, and those of you that can, just raise your hands. Righteous Father, in the name of Jesus, as we stand before you praying, we pray, Lord, for healing and deliverance of those that are going through what they're going through. Can y'all stand up? Come up a little closer. Y'all come up a little closer. There we go. Can they see us now on these?
Yeah.
Amen. Father, as we stand for those that are going through what they're going through, Father, those that are fighting spiritual battles and spiritual warfare, those that are always at battle, those that are always praying for others, those that are dealing with things, Lord, that are out of their control, but we know that you are in control of everything, every atmosphere. We know that you are in control of every situation. There is nothing that get past you. There is nothing that can be hid. There is nothing that cannot be seen. There is nothing that you cannot touch, that you cannot reach. There is nothing where you do not have access to. And Father, we're asking in the name of Jesus that you would speak from your throne those that are dealing in spiritual matters. If you would speak from your throne and intercede on their behalf, that you will move the mountains that cannot be moved, that you will that you would fight the battles that the saints are in, Father, that you would move on behalf of your people, God. Father, those that are dealing with situations that are beyond their control, Father, greater is he that's in us than anything that is in the world. And we have already won the battle because you are in charge. You are the captain of the Lord's army. You are undefeated. You are undefeatable. There is nothing that can come against you that will succeed.
Hallelujah.
Nothing that could come against you that will prevail. Nothing.
Hallelujah.
And so, Father, because we know who you are, we praise you in advance for the victories of your people. We praise you in advance for the victory of your people. Whether it is sickness, they are healed. Whether it is deliverance from a situation, they are delivered. If there is mental stress, you will relieve their minds, because I will keep their minds in perfect peace, whose minds is stayed on him, on thee, on you. You will keep them in perfect peace. Father, whatever spiritual battles that they are fighting, wherever they are fighting them, we claim the victory in your name. We claim the victory in your name because we know who you are, and we know the victory is yours, and the battle has already been won on the cross. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. 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 Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We want to pray for those spiritual. We want to pray for relationships now. I'm sorry for reaching over you. We want to pray. I need three people for relationships. Come on, three different people. Come on. Hala Sharon. Whether it's your relationship, somebody that you know, it doesn't matter. Malatisho Adahan. And that's not Ryan. Emerson, when you're finished, if you could stand behind. La Rosho Isanom. La Iasham. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever continues to believe, walk by faith and not by sight, trusting and believing that God is who he said he is. For whosoever continues to do this, not did it once back in the 70s and you holding on to that one, but whosoever continues to believe, they shall not perish. Does your Bible say they shall not perish? Yeah. They shall not perish. They shall have everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. How many of you know that life is only through Christ Jesus?
Yeah. Amen.
There is existence, but there's no life. You can exist on the earth and have all that the earth provides. That doesn't mean you're alive.
Amen.
That means you're existing. Mm. And you're going to exist somewhere else too. Amen. You need to make a choice.
Yes.
What? God wanted a family. So God created humanity so that he could acquire the best, meaning those that trust and love him, that will follow him, that will believe he is who he said he is because he said he is. That will be who he's, that will love him like he's loving them. He wants to adopt them. God's the king of everything. So he wants a big family.
Yeah.
He doesn't want someone that he made that has to obey him because they have no choice. He wants someone that wants to obey them because they have a choice. And so God created humanity so that he could adopt a family that would come and live with him in his kingdom so that he could be proud of them and they could be proud of him. So that he could have flesh of my flesh and bone of my bone. So that he could have someone in a kingdom that looked like him. And so God provided us with a choice. And those that choose him, he will adopt. And they can live with him forever. That's your purpose here. Your purpose is to be like your creator. Satan never created anything. But he takes all the stuff that God created and try to make a mess of it. He's never created anything. Satan was made. Created. He was not created to be a creator. That's what the Lord told me yesterday when I was driving home. He said Satan was not created to create anything. He brought in the praise. He managed the praise. He wasn't created to create. So he takes what God already created and tries to defile it. But God wants you to be with him. You need to follow the example of the creator, not the created.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
That's your purpose. Your purpose, if you never knew what your purpose on earth was, I'm telling you now, your purpose, God's given purpose, and every human has a purpose. And your purpose is to be like your creator.
Yes.
Your purpose is to turn to the creator. That's your purpose. Your purpose is to find out who he is, find out all you can about him, and follow him in spirit and in truth.
Yes.
That's your job.
Yes.
And when you get before God and he asks you, what did you do with what I gave you? If it's anything other than I followed the creator, you're going to have a really bad day.
Wow.
That's pretty simple, isn't it?
Yeah.
It doesn't get any plainer than, I don't know what my purpose is. Don't let Satan lie to you.
Right.
That's your purpose. I don't know why I'm here. I'm telling you why you're here. Don't let Satan cheat you, because he can never get back into heaven. He will never be where he was. And he hates you, because you have an opportunity to be where he can never be again. And he'll tell you that heaven doesn't exist because he doesn't want you there. He'll tell you that it's all fairy tale because he doesn't want you going and be, he doesn't want you anywhere near heaven because he knows how good it is and he'll never get back. And you, being a human, got an opportunity to live forever in the presence of God. He hates you. And he hates God for not allowing him to come back. And so he hates God and everything God made, and so he tries to destroy it and you. Because he knows when this is all said and done, he's going to be in hell as long as God lives. And so he hates even those of you that praise and worship him. He hates you. Even those of you that call Satan your God, Satan hates you. He hates you. He hates you. And you're not going to share a kingdom in hell with Satan. He himself will be in hell.
Tormented.
Oh, I'm going to sit on the throne with Satan. You're just stupid. You're not sitting on the throne. There are no thrones in hell. He's put all this stupid stuff in your mind just to convince you that God is not real. I'm the real God. We'll see. Satan has never created anything, and he cannot read your thoughts. He just knows your habits.
Right.
He knows your patterns. He's been doing this for thousands of years. He knows what people like you do. Mm-hmm. Satan read my mind. He ain't read your mind. Mm-hmm. You just got a big mouth. You tell everything that's on it. He don't have to read it. You're going to tell it. He just follows your habits. He knows your history. He can't tell you what's going to happen in the future, but he can, based on your past, he knows what trail you're on. And so he can predict stuff. But he doesn't know. He's not all knowing. He's not everywhere at the same time. He just got a lot of help.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes real help.
And sometimes you are your own worst enemy. You blame stuff on Satan, he's sitting back laughing. He's like, I didn't do that, but if you want to give me credit for it, I'll take it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You got in that mess because, well, anyway, because I was going there. Amen. Amen. I was headed. I was on my way. Amen. Ooh, chap. Ryan, Minister Ryan said, keep going. Mm-mm. I don't have to go home with you, Ryan. So, amen. I love you, bro.
You can.
But yeah, thank you, but it wouldn't be the same. Amen. 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 So I want to pray for relationships. That's where I was, right?
Yes.
I mean, I want to pray over relationships. Dabasinos, take her hand. Guard. Amen. Righteous Father, in the name of Jesus,
Thank you. You
created relationships because you demand a relationship from your people, one-on-one relationship.
Yeah.
How can God have 20 billion people and have a relationship with each one personally? How do you do that? I can't even imagine how you do that. A billion people and God can speak to just you. How awesome is our God? And Father, relationship started with you. And it is your will that we walk in relationship with whom you have aligned us with. For those that you have placed in our atmosphere to be with, to further the kingdom. What's the purpose of my relationship? To further the kingdom of God.
Yes.
What the purpose of your purpose is to do whatever is necessary to further the kingdom of God with your spouse. And then God, you take care of your purpose and God will take care of your needs.
Mm,
amen, somebody.
Amen.
You take care of your purpose.
Yes.
And God will take care of your needs.
Yes.
And he also said to put the cherry on top of the cake, delight yourself in the Lord and he will what? He will give you the desires of your heart. So while God is also providing your every need according to his riches in glory, he is also giving you the desires of your heart. Why? Because my life is purposed around the kingdom of God.
Hallelujah.
Yes. My marriage is based on the kingdom of God. My relationship with my children based on the kingdom of God. My walk is based on the kingdom of God. My life is based on the kingdom. And as long as I base everything that has to do with me on everything that has to do with God, I'm covered.
Thank you.
That's the not secret to success. It's to base your existence on God.
Hallelujah.
And while you're focused on God, God's got all kind of things working in your atmosphere. He's got all kind of things in your atmosphere. He's got your health going. He's got your finances going. He's got your family, your children. He's got that. He's got everything in your life covered. He's got angels watching over you while you're asleep. He's got angels guarding your house to make sure the enemy is not interfering with what God is doing while you're asleep. He's got power over everything that has to do with you. Why? Because you're in relationship.
Yes, yes.
Which is why Satan defiles relationships. Which is why he enters into relationships and he tries to tear them apart. And the wife jealous of the husband and the kids jealous of the wife. And everybody got their 2 cents putting in. And everybody's got something to say about you. Listen to everybody about your relationship except God.
Mm-hmm.
Taking advice off the internet instead of opening your Bible.
Come on.
Amen. You listen to the neighbors instead of going into prayer. And trying to hear what God has to say about what's going on in your atmosphere.
Yes.
You're buying books and going through this and going to clinics and seminars trying to find out about how to get a healthy relationship. Get into Christ.
Yes. Yes.
Put that relationship in Christ. And then see what happens. We're doing everything. I don't want my kids asking anybody for money except me and their mom. I don't want you asking the neighbor. I don't want you asking auntie and uncle. I don't want you going to your friends. You need something, you come home. I got your back. You come home. I don't know what they got out there, but I know what you got here. That's what God is saying. God says, you want to know something about you? Come to the Creator. You want to know something about a Ford? You take it to the Ford dealer. You want to know about Toyota? Take it to a Toyota dealer. That's what you do. Because they can put on aftermarket stuff and have your car running like a jalopy. But you go to the maker, they're going to put on what they intended for that car to have when you first got it. Anybody, are y'all following me?
That's right.
You go directly to the master. Father, something's got a hold of me and I don't know what it is. Will you fix me in the name of Jesus?
Mm.
I don't ask God, can you? Because I already know he can. Mm. Lord, if it's your will, would you fix this for me, please? That's how you do. So Father, we pray over relationships. We pray that they take relationships to you. Well, what if my partner won't go? Then you go in their stead.
That's right. That's right.
And you lay that name of that partner on the altar at the feet of God.
Yes.
And let God take care of that. They may not have come with you, but y'all can too walk out together.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
Relationship belongs to God. He created that. Don't let Satan defile your relationship. Take it to God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. Amen. Oh, thank you. Amen. All right, you go ahead, Mama. You go ahead with
the
prayer.
Last week we were praying for Kate.
Kate.
Her daughter was expecting her first child.
Mm-hmm.
And she was asking for prayer that the baby's born healthy.
Yes.
She was also asking for prayer that her daughter and husband come to know Jesus.
Yes.
She's still praying for their salvation.
Mm-hmm.
However, the baby was born last week and she is very healthy.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is good. He said, ask and it shall be given. Good morning, Mother Sharon. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. He said, we have not because we don't ask. Well, I don't know. I know the Lord can. I know he did it for Greg, but I don't know if he's going to do it for me. Some of y'all need to be delivered from whining. I'm serious. Just need to be. You just need to be delivered. Oh, Lord. Ugh. Ugh. Oh, this makes me want to take my shoe off and just smack ask you with. Oh, I don't know what's happening now. Something else, you know, something else. Just, good Lord, woman, man, you make me tired. Owie, you know, now, legitimate complaints I get that, but some people, it pumps them up. It makes them seen. And man, I don't know what your problem is. You know, stop it. Jesus was not a whiner. God is not a whiner. And if you are a member of the body of Christ and you are part of the King's family, you shouldn't be a whiner either. I don't have any scripture to back it up, but if I find one, I'm sure going to quote it. But this is Pastor Ben 7 and 8. Stop whining.
Well, complaining leads to anxiety.
Thank you.
And he said, be anxious for
nothing. Thank you. Wife got me back. Complaining. Me and Abigail was talking about that this morning while we were setting stuff up. Some people just complain. Pastor said something the other day and it made so much sense. He said, you got a safe place to live. You have food to eat. You can get where you need to be. You are in Christ. You may not have all you want, but you have all you need. What are you whining about? There are people that don't even have a toilet. Paris is going his way to, where is he going? Portugal?
Honduras.
They don't have bathrooms in some of the places he's going to be.
They have them, but they're a little primitive.
Oh, well, they have the name bathroom on it, but it ain't what you think. You know, and these people still want to know who God is. You have everything and more than you need, and you still search for things to complain about. And even if you get it, you can't take it with you. Right? You whine and moan for 20 years. The Lord's tired of hearing you, so he sends you this gift to shut you up, and then you're gone. So you done whined 30 years to have something for 10 weeks. Amen. All I'm saying is this. Enjoy what God has given you now. And if you take care of what God has given you already, he may see fit to give you more. But even if he doesn't, be grateful for what you already have. Well, yeah, you can say that now because you're looking at the after. Right. You didn't see me at the before. Mm-hmm. Don't judge me because of what you see now. Go back some years and then say,
amen.
Anyway, that's not what I'm praying for, is it?
No.
Oh, okay.
Praise report.
Oh, okay. I don't know how I got on that. Amen. Amen. I'm going to blame Ryan. Okay, praise it again. I mean, read it again.
Kate. Her daughter.
Oh, the baby is healthy. The baby is beautiful. Yes. But we're still praying on their spiritual salvation.
Daughter.
Two people. Be a couple. Two people. Come here, Jillian. Come on, Ryan. I mean, two of y'all. Greg and one of y'all. Come on up here. All right, that's a couple. I'm not setting nobody up. I'm just saying this is for the sake of the prayer. Pastor Ben says, stop lying. I didn't say that. I'm going to pour you, grease you down with some oil. I did not say that. Amen. Hallelujah. Can I get a few of you to stand? Father God, in the name of Jesus, does it give the name of the couple?
No.
Father, as we pray, but they're her children.
Yes.
Father, we're praying over these children that that you will push them to the cross. Yes. That you will send them to the cross while there is still time. Father, that you would move them closer to you. Yes. Y'all come on up here. That you would move them closer to you.
Yes,
Lord Jesus. My Isio Romano. That you would move them closer to you.
Yes,
that you would enter into their atmosphere. Yes, that you would enter into their atmosphere. Yes, and help them to understand that they cannot do this without you. There is no life outside of Christ. There is no light outside of Christ. There is no victory outside of Christ. Only in Christ. The Bible tells us only what you do for Christ shall last. If your relationship is in Christ and both of you are in Christ, fighting together in Christ, it will last in Christ. What you're doing for Christ, it will last. Only what you do for Christ shall last. Father, bring them closer Bring them into repentance.
Yes.
And bring them into the gospel. Forgiving their sins and unrighteousness. Moving them closer and closer and closer to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Pastor, take me the names. Her daughter's name is Sarah.
Come back here. Sarah.
The son-in-law's name is Graham.
Graham.
And the baby's name is Hannah.
Hannah.
No. Tana.
Tana. Tana. We pray blessings first over Tana. We pray blessings over Tana. Complete health. Complete health. Complete victory. Joy. Peace. And comfort for Tana. Heal the atmosphere. Heal the surroundings. Bring the parents together in Christ.
Yes, yes.
And let that family walk together in Christ. What was the names of the children?
Yes, Sarah and Graham.
Sarah and Graham. In the name of Jesus. We pray that you will repent into the name of Jesus. That you would give your life to Christ. I don't believe is that they don't know Christ. I believe that they need to give their lives and redevote their lives to Christ. Amen. Forgive them of all sin. Move them closer to the cross.
Thank you.
And what's the mom's name?
Yes.
And Father, we pray over Kate. And we ask you, Lord, that Kate continues to pray for her family.
Yes.
That she will be strong. That she will look to Christ. That she will maintain her relationship in the Most High God. That she will cover her family. That she will cover her loved ones. And that she will minister the gospel to whoever you put in her atmosphere. Bless them all in thy name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen,
amen, soldiers. Thank you. Amen. God bless you.
Our next prayer is from Asher.
Asher.
He's asking that we pray for his girlfriend, Avery.
Mm-hmm.
That God will protect her and set her free and preserve Jesus' name. She is special needs,
mm-hmm.
and so he is desirous for her to experience God's love.
Amen. God loves the Bible says it is he that had made us and not we ourselves. Am I right in Psalms? So God made her. What we call special needs, God called my mosaic. The world may have broken her, but I can put it back together.
Yes.
And it's always better when God finishes than it was when it started. Amen.
Amen.
And one of the most beautiful parts about it, you have the battle scars to show where you've been healed and brought back together. Amen. So what the world calls special, God called his. God can fix whatever the world has put on us. A lot of times the children don't have any control over that. They're they come out and things are the way that they are. Right? So it's not the child. Amen. Are we still on, baby?
Yes, we're good.
It's not the child. It's the atmosphere the child was brought in. God can heal everything. God can fix everything. And God can fix it where she will experience his great joy and his love. God may make her a mouthpiece for him.
Amen.
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 Amen. Just because you can't see any further than your nose, that has nothing to do with God.
Amen.
God sees beyond. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. What's her name?
Her name is Avery.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we pray for Avery and every other child that you've created, that the world calls special, you call inspired. As the world calls special, you say they're blessed. As the world calls special, you say they were divinely created. Oh, divinely created. God can make God can make perfection out of anything. Y'all don't really realize how awesome your God is. God is amazing. And there's nothing he can't do. God will take a flaw and make it one of the most beautiful works of art you've ever seen. And only God can do it. Only God can do it. And when I ask God for things like that, I look for God to do it. I expect God to do it. Why wouldn't he? It's his. And even if he doesn't correct the flaw, he'll use the flaw to draw others into him. Because a lot of things that God will allow you to go through, other people that are going through that, when they recognize that in you, it'll pull them, they'll listen to you. If you come to them perfect and without blemish, I don't have anything to do with you. But if you look like me, if you had a drug problem and now God has healed you, but you still have some of the scars, somebody else that's dealing with a situation like that, they're like, I'll talk to you because you know what I'm dealing with. Y'all follow what I'm saying? Yeah. Somebody that looks like me can minister to somebody like me. And so even if God does not remove all the scars, somebody will recognize that scar and may allow you to talk to them because you look like them.
Come on.
Amen. Yeah. It is not God's will that everybody look like Pastor Sandy, that everybody preach like him, that everybody is knowledgeable like him. That's not his will. Amen. It's not God's will that everybody look like my wife or Leslie or the kid. It's not God's will for everybody to carbon copies. That's not God's will. I don't pray like him. Good. Pray like you. I don't preach like him. Good. Preach like you. I don't look like them. Thank God. Look like you. Amen. I'm not as tall as you. Good. I'm not as short as you. How about that? Just be who God has made you and let God turn you into that amazing work of art.
Amen.
Whatever you look like, let God take that you and turn it into something that pleases him dearly.
Amen.
He doesn't have to remove all the scars. The world needs to see those scars.
Come on.
So they know that God is a healer. So they know that God is a deliverer. So they know that God will do what God said he'll do. Somebody needs to see you went through something. Somebody needs to understand that, wow, God delivered them. Maybe he'll deliver me.
Amen.
Wow, you can minister to me because I know you know.
Amen,
amen somebody?
Amen.
People want people that look like them, that's been through something like them, to minister to them. Because they know you know.
Yeah.
And if God brought you, hey, maybe he'll do it for me.
Amen.
What are we praying for?
You're praying for Avery.
Avery! Oh, yeah. Okay. Amen. Amen. Oh, good morning, Pastor Drea. Good morning, Pastor Sandy, wherever you are. I know you're here somewhere. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we pray for Avery. Avery. Make her one of your most amazing works of art. Make her so awesome that people are in awe when they see her, when she speaks, when she ministers, when she prays, when she reads the word. People will say, look at God. They'll see her, but they'll know it's you.
Yeah.
That is Suman. Raise her above many and make her an example for all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What else we got? Huh?
Our last one.
Oh, okay. All right. Amen. We'll run. Amen.
This is from Christina.
Christina.
She's asking for prayer over her friend Gigi.
Mm-hmm.
Gigi had liver surgery last year and there was a mass on her liver. And she, last week, she started experiencing severe vertigo. And it started when she was driving on the freeway.
Tell me again what vertigo is.
Room spinning.
The room spinning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wow.
And it happened while she was driving on the freeway.
While she was on the freeway. Wow.
She went to the ER.
Thank God she made it to the ER.
Yes, but the concern is she is a sole provider for her son, her 93-year-old mother.
Oh, boy.
And her near-blind brother.
Oh, my goodness. So she's got challenges all over the place.
Yes.
Wow. I would love for us to be able to pray. I would love to have one of our soldiers to contact her and pray with her over the phone. I mean, we're going to pray. But if we can, because sometimes you need to hear somebody talking directly to you. I don't know if I'm saying.
Yeah.
We reach out to people around the world. We don't care where you are. We'll reach wherever God, if God can reach you, we'll reach. We'll pray. We have teams that pray. We want to pray with you because you got a lot going on. And that's a lot for a few people, let alone for just one person. The stress. See, you got people mad because they don't have the newest rims. This woman is taking care of her 93-year-old mother, brother, the only breadwinner, along with her own issues. And you mad because you didn't get the raise you wanted. You blessed you got a job.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Gigi.
Gigi. Salt, can you put Gigi on your list?
Amen.
Salutalisim. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I know you are the creator of all things. I know. I've seen you heal people before our eyes. I've seen you as you heal people as they go. I've heard you speak and it was done. There is absolutely nothing you cannot do, and I know that. You told us to hold up the weak. You told us to support our own believers. You told us to ask and it shall be given. You said, seek and ye shall find. You told us to knock and the door shall be open. We're asking in the name of Jesus. Thank you. That you would heal Gigi and her situation that she's dealing with. She has a lot on her plate, as so many do. And she's still pressing forward. Father, you are the great healer. You are not a healer. You are the healer. You're not a great God. I hate that. You are the great God. You're not a. You are the. And I hate it when believers say he's a. No, you are a. He's the.
Amen.
Amen. You are the deliverer. The healer, the provider, the awesome God, the creator, the God, the Savior, the Lord. It is you. You are the God. You are the who wrote the Bible, the who bring all things to pass, the who are the creator, the. You are the. You are the only the, just you. You alone. You are the. And so I come before the.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And I ask for healing and forgiveness and deliverance for Gigi and her family, her mother, her brother, her finances, her home, her mental stability, her physical health, her spiritual strength. I pray for her in the name of Jesus. By the word of the Most High God, we pray healing in completeness and deliverance over all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah.
I want to pray for Janelle, and is it Cheyenne?
Yes.
In Hollywood.
In Hawaii.
And we can use also Ashley.
Ashley. Okay.
Yes, one of our members.
For last.
With the back issues.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. She's in the hospital? Okay, Pastor, you standing for Ashley? I need someone to stand in for Janelle. Leslie? No, not Leslie. Emerson's wife.
Beth.
You standing for Janelle. Who else was that?
Ashley, Janelle.
Cheyenne. Baquisero. You, child. Leslie, standing for Cheyenne. Y'all come up a little closer. Hallelujah. Have all your hands been washed and anointed? I need Ryan to stand behind Pastor Drea. Good morning, Raymond. I need Raymond to stand behind Leslie. I need Emerson to stand behind Beth. The Lord don't normally do that. Good morning, Gina. God bless you, baby. Good morning, Aiden. What's up, homie? Halabatishoma kesharama kia yodoshamia. So, Lord, you don't normally do that, am I? Is it supposed to be that way? I'm just checking, because it's not his normal pattern to have the mother stand behind the daughter or the father behind the son or the husband, the spouse behind the spouse. That's not normally how he does it. I don't know why, but this is the second time he's done it for you guys. So stand there, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't know what's going on. I don't know why, but it's his thing, so amen. Amen. So now, you're anointed. Is he anointed? Washed and anointed. What's up, pops?
All right.
Amen. Yeah. Good morning, Randy. Good morning, family back there. Good morning. Okay, I know her name starts with a J.
Jasmine.
See, I got the letter right. Amen. I'm going to stop there. Amen. Ain't no need in trying to fix something that's already working. Amen. Amen. Good morning. Good morning. I'm talking to you. Amen. 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 Mala io yo tamanos. Give me the names again.
Ashley.
Cheyenne. And Janelle. They're all dealing with severe challenges. Put your hands on their shoulders. They're all dealing with severe challenges. I've never been through what two of these soldiers are going through. It's never happened to me. I would like to think that I could handle it well, but I don't know. I've never been through it. You always think you can do it when you're on the outside looking in. But when it's happening to you, it's a whole nother story. I've spoken at times and God healed before I could finish the sentence. And then I've spoken sometimes and we've had to wait a while as the healing took place. I don't know why sometimes it works out that way. I have no idea. I'm not God. I don't have the mind of God. I only do what I'm commanded to do. I only know what he allows me to hear from him. I only know what he allows me to experience. That's all I know. I know that God can heal you on your way to the altar. I've seen that happen. I've been in this a long time. I've seen people wheeled in with wheelchairs and push the wheelchairs out. I've seen them come in with crutches and we go back Sunday and the crutches hanging on the wall. I've seen God do amazing things. I've seen people go from the outhouse to the White House. I've seen God do a lot of stuff. But I can't explain to you why he does all that he does. I'm just a vessel. I don't explain anything to the coffee pot. I just fill it up and plug it in.
Amen.
You do what you're told to do.
Amen.
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 I don't question the coffee pot. It don't question me. We get along just fine. Right? Y'all follow what I'm saying? Part of our problem is we want to question God. He's above your pay grade. You can't question God. You don't even know how to start to question God. You don't have enough brain matter to know how to form a question to question God. That's just the earth, the ego that the world has entitled you with. Stop trying to question God and accept God for who he is. And let God do what God does. Nobody does God better than God.
Amen.
Nobody.
Amen.
Nobody does God better than God.
Stop being your own God and let the God be your God.
Amen.
Take her hand. Take her hand.
Oh. Ashley?
Janelle. Marie Kusharan. I need one more person. Mother Sharon, I guess you're it. Come on, girl. Hallelujah! Mikael Shama.
Yes.
I need Mother Sharon to come right here. Let her through, son. Wash her hands and anoint her hands. Mama, it's good to see you here, girl. Mm-hmm. Good morning, Pastor Sandy.
Good morning.
For God himself is worthy of all of our praises. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. For those of you that are dealing with whatever it is that you work, that you're dealing with, good morning, Brent. Did I say it right? Yes! Whatever you're dealing with, God is able. Mama, turn around, because you're going to take her hand and her hand. Lasco, put your hand on her shoulders. This is our last prayer. Can I get those of you that can to please stand? Stand up, come on. In the righteous name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for taking time to be in our presence. We know that you're here. We know that you're listening. We know that your angels are here. We know that your power and your authority is here. We know that. We know that your people are here because you are in these people. You are in us. Father, for those Ashley, Janelle, and Cheyenne that are dealing with things that they have no control over, that are desiring to be healed and delivered, that are trusting that their God, our God, will do what is in his perfect will to do for their lives. We pray healing. We pray deliverance.
Yes.
We pray power and we pray authority.
Yes.
That they will speak over their own lives in your name.
Yes.
And expect to be healed.
Yes.
That they will speak over their situation in your name and watch your power come forth.
Yes.
We're praying, Lord, that you would increase their joy. Why? Because the joy of the Lord is their strength. And they need strength to get through what they're going through. They need power to go through what they're going through. And they need to understand that you are the true and living God. There is no other God before you. There is no God like you. You are the true and living God. Father, for our three soldiers that are on the front line,
yes,
that are battling,
yes,
head to head with the enemy.
Yes.
We pray victory,
yes,
over their stance. We pray victory over their cry, their battle cry.
Yes.
We pray victory,
yes,
over their praise.
Yes.
And we pray victory over their healing.
Yes.
And they will be able to pray victory over someone else.
Yes.
We pray their victory and we thank you in advance,
yes,
because you said, I heard you before you called,
yes,
and I answered while you were yet speaking. So while we're praying, you're answering. While we're speaking, you're moving. While we're standing in faith, the angels are in flight to deliver your people. While we are here ministering the gospel, you are healing and delivering. Because I heard you before you called, and I answered while you were yet speaking. For those that trust in me, for those that believe I am who I said I am, God.
Yes, thank you.
The Lord said, I am the great what? I am the great I am. He said, I am the great I am. I am the great I am. I am everywhere you are. I am everything you need. And I will be who I am forever because I am the great I am. Yes. Forgive them of all sin and unrighteousness. Forgive us all from any sin and unrighteousness. Forgive us all for anything that we have thought or felt that was not like you. Forgive each of us.
Yes.
Of any sin and unrighteousness.
Yes.
Enter into our hearts and our homes, our families, our spouses, our children.
Yes.
Heal and deliver.
Yes, Lord.
We bless you for the time that you have shared with us.
Amen.
And that we will be all that you call to be in these days. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. I think that's it, right? Amen. So we're going to call it a day. Remember, this is Resurrection Sunday. God ain't got nothing to do. The only thing I want to do with a bunny is if they cover his legs in gravy. That's all I'm concerned about. But that's right. I said it. Amen. Because I love rabbit. No, keep it going. I love them little legs. And they taste like chicken. Amen. It tastes just like the little bitty bones. Just you gotta be careful when you eat them. Amen. So that's what I think about Easter. Amen. And the Bible says that the bunny rabbit is the enemy of God. Amen. Cover that turkey in gravy and call it a day. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Ooh, how can he say that? You ain't heard nothing yet. Amen. Give God praise. We magnify the Most High God. See you in the cloud or in the crowd. Amen. That's how I feel about the Easter Bunny. Amen.
Well done, sir.